I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. Willis Ryder Arnold covers arts and culture here at St. Louis Public Radio. He moved to St. Louis in August from Brooklyn, New York. Willis Ryder Arnold, welcome to Cityscape. Well, you've been on before.
I have, but thanks for having me on.
You bet. People are familiar with you from being on this program, from reports they might hear during our newscasts, or from reading things that you've written on our website.
Yeah, that's true.
So 4 months, and we're going to talk about your impressions, Willis, in your short time here about the art scene here. But let's go back just a little bit. How new was St. Louis to you? Had you ever even been here before?
I had only been here for when I'd interviewed for the job. It reminded me a fair amount of growing up in Minnesota and a lot of cities that I'd known in the Midwest before, but it was a pretty different experience to come here from New York.
So where in Minnesota are you from?
I'm from Northfield, Minnesota. It's about 40 minutes south of the Twin Cities.
So is that like in the middle of nowhere, or pardon my ignorance?
Oh, no. There are two colleges there, Carleton and St. Olaf, and it's where if you've ever had cereal that comes from a bag, Malto meal, that's made there as well, too.
Oh, now I know it. So you grew up there, went to high school there, went to college there also?
No, actually, I went to college at Bard College, which is in upstate New York. Uh-huh. It's a small liberal arts school.
You're a fairly young guy. I'm not sure how long you've been in this business.
I've been doing this for about 3 years now. Uh-huh.
And so you were in New York?
Yes, I was in Brooklyn primarily.
And what were you doing there?
There I was doing freelance work, working for a couple different online radio stations, doing some work for some national programs that are distributed through NPR, genuinely just looking into the arts scene and reporting on that.
How'd you like life in the big city?
It was great. I mean, New York's a fantastic place. It's a really good place to get acquainted with the arts as well.
Okay. I'm assuming you weren't desperate for a job, so just because you were offered one in St. Louis, you just didn't take it, right?
Well, St. Louis is a really interesting place. I mean, it's one of the things that I was happy to come here and be able to look into that creative community.
As someone who had never been here.
Yes.
I think we'd all like to know what your impressions of this city is and what people like you think of St. Louis.
It's a interesting place. It's got a lot going on and a lot it needs to work out, I think. There are a lot of creativity. There's a lot of creativity here and a lot of creative people. I think that I've learned that there's a lot, people are just very connected to each other here.
There's a really interesting piece on our website I think people should go and read. We have like, I believe it's five of you guys, five fairly new employees, none of which are from St. Louis. And so there's an interesting profile on our website about all five of you where you wrote about your experiences and about coming here. And it's really fascinating. You all have interesting stories to tell. But I was reading yours and you talk about you came to St. Louis for a new kind of creativity, and you're more interested in going to places where people are more interested in producing work than selling it. What do you mean by that?
Well, I've talked to a fair amount of artists here in the city that all say that one of the reasons they've come here or decided to stay here is because they're able to focus on their work. They're able to make it like a life project instead of having to worry as much as you do in New York about making rent or paying bills and acquiring space if you work in something like sculpture. Here, people are able to expand what their interests are and actually focus on making the things they want to make without the pressures of like conforming to a like saleable art scene that exists in New York, specifically in the gallery
world. And
you can
afford to live here a little better.
Yes.
Than in Brooklyn, oh my gosh. What can you afford to live in Brooklyn?
Very little these days.
Right.
I can get at least, you know, double the space that I had there here in the city.
You talk about the St. Louis art scene and that everything's connected.
Yes. One of the things that I've noticed is that people that work in a lot of different institutions end up at events of different institutions, say at Fort Gondo or the Luminary, which are down on Cherokee. I see the people that work there at events at the Pulitzer or at the Contemporary Art Museum. I see people from each of those institutions at different concerts or poetry readings that I've been at. I'm not sure if necessarily everyone that visits, say, St. Louis Art Museum or History Museum find themselves at some of the art spaces on Cherokee or different neighborhoods, but the people that work there are all, they all know each other, it seems.
You also talk about artists in St. Louis being socially engaged. Isn't that true everywhere, though? I mean, art's involved in that everywhere, I would think.
I think so. I've seen kind of a stronger consistency. I think a lot of the recent events in the city have pushed that to the forefront, and that people are constantly talking about that in their daily lives anyways. But here in St. Louis, I've noticed some artists in particular that have come out of that.
You're talking about things that happened here. I'm sure you're referring to Ferguson, which is really interesting for you and our other new people that just moved here. I've thought about all of you because you've all covered the events in Ferguson and related issues in your own ways since then. But how interesting to come to a new market where, you know, it's all new to you. You've got a lot to learn, finding your way around, new job. But then to have something this major happen, literally when you all just get to town, must have been quite an experience.
It is, absolutely. And there are parts of it that are absolutely new and some things that I can relate to from having been exposed to, like, the Occupy Wall Street protests in New York. I was down there and did some coverage of that. And some of the protests and some of the techniques that the protesters use here are very reminiscent of what was occurring there. I don't know if it's a direct or conscious influence, but they're certainly related.
Talk a little bit about how artists have responded to the things in Ferguson. I know you've done several stories on that.
Well, there's an artist, Damon Davis, who did a piece called All Hands on Deck. And it's Xeroxed or printed hands that are then wheat pasted or put up around. And that's gone to a couple different cities. Here locally, the Black Arts Alliance, the galleries, organized a citywide showing of artists responding to Ferguson. And there have been a bunch of other things as well, from, you know, large-scale exhibits to, you know, just minor works and artists involved in the actual protests themselves.
Ferguson aside, let's talk about some other things in the arts that just sort of hit you. How about musicians, upcoming albums and things like that?
Oh, there are at least three albums I know of that'll be very interesting to listen to. One band, Adult Fur, is kind of a skewed pop music that should be coming up in the next couple of months. There's a band that's more in the Americana tradition, which is really strong here in St. Louis, both, and the Locomotive. Cave of Swords is another album that should be coming up and is going to be, like, a bit darker, moodier, kind of danceable music.
What do you know about the hip-hop scene here? We've got one.
Yeah, and it's been really interesting to check that out as well. I think that it's going to blow up in the next year a little bit more. Tefpo, who's been really involved in the Ferguson protests, has been playing shows with some really important hip-hop artists like Run the Jewels lately. There's a group of young musicians that go by the kind of group title MME, and they have released a couple albums in the last year, and they'll be planning some more stuff that's coming up in the next year, and I think we'll hear a lot from them.
We're talking to Willis Ryder Arnold of St. Louis Public Radio, and on our website, stlpublicradio.org, you had posted a story just, I think it was yesterday, about the Masonic Temple, which, if we look out a window just right around the corner here, we can see it.
Yeah.
Fascinating building. I've never been in it, but tell me a little bit about it.
It's a really incredible space.
It's on Lindell.
Yeah,
on Lindell.
They're going to sell it for $6 million, so I got the chance to tour the space and discuss a little bit about why it's up for sale. But the space itself is really incredible. It was finished in 1926 and dedicated in front of 10,000 people, and now only about 10 people are in there at any given time. But there's an entire theater that wasn't finished because of funding that was lost during the Depression. But it's a three-story space. It can hold a basketball court. There are these really grand lodge houses on the third and fourth floors, I believe, that, again, have like two-story ceilings and plush carpet, and they're just grand.
Does anybody know what they'd like to do with it?
According to the realtor, they were hoping that either a corporation would come in there and do offices, or a kind of like arts council, or somebody would come in and turn it into a performance space or something like that.
Willis Ryder Arnold is a reporter here at St. Louis Public Radio. You can read more of his work on our website. Go to that. I'd check that every day if I were you. And since you've just been here for 4 months or whatever it is, Willis, just in a couple of seconds, what's fun for you to do in St. Louis?
Getting to know it has been really fun, being able to just, like, find myself in different locations. In terms of recommendations, I would go to some of the classic institutions and then some of the new art spaces.
Well, enjoy your work, and we're glad you're here, and we'll continue reading and hearing from you in the future. Willis Ryder Arnold, thank you so much, and all the best in the new year to you.
Thanks for having me, Steve.